We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I'll tell you, as a staff, when we were trying to decide on these, it was really tough. Because there are so many guys we could, and man, I really could give this to 10 different people, because so many guys stand out on our team. And just take a moment to tell, I know I tell the guys all the time, and I tell parents I love these guys, man. They have a huge impact on my life. I'm very blessed I get to be around them every day, and they make me a better person. So I was thinking about how I was going to talk about this guy, and I was sitting in the sauna before this, and it kind of started to dawn on me. It really has nothing to do with wrestling. And let me tell you, this guy's, he's a hell of a wrestler. I got to wrestle him quite a bit. Has nothing to do with his work ethic, and he worked his tail off. He's one of the most selfless people I've ever been around. It really comes down to his character. I was sitting in the sauna and thinking about the impact this guy had on me. Knowing him and being around him makes me a better man. And that's a very rare quality for somebody his age to have. And I promise you, the people that are involved in his life and are close to him will say the exact same thing. I'm a better person for knowing Cooper Moore. And I tell you all the time, Cooper, I love you, buddy.
Cooper Moore, and start coming on down here, buddy. When I think about him, and Lee talked about it a little bit, there's presence. There's a presence about him. That he's, what are you, 23 right now? 22? 24? Well, I guess that's why he's got that presence. He's 24 now. Like I said, a presence, man. I got a feel when I'm around him. And when you get to talk with him, then you see how the depth of him as a person. And I know, the career didn't go the way you wanted it. And that's kind of, sometimes that becomes a record a little bit. But, you know, we've talked, and I know what he's going to set out to do. And Joe Clover kind of said it, man, one guy can have an impact. They can change the world. I mean, think about some of his teammates. I don't know where some of these teammates would be at. I don't know if they would have the relationship that they have with God without Cooper. So one guy can make a huge impact and difference on the world and those around him, way beyond wrestling. And tell you what, he was a hell of a wrestler too, man. Strong, scored some points, loved how he competed every time. But he's way more than that, and he's always been way more than that. And tell you what a foundation, man. And Jane Rondi, you got to be so proud of this guy and the things that he's done and the things that he's going to go do in the world. I get to write a recommendation letter for him. He's going to go to school in California, and it's a really easy one to write. And the things that I'm going to talk about is the type of man he is, the type of presence he has, the work ethic he has, and that faith and foundation that doesn't get shaken ever, and how he admits that. I mean, just it's a feeling. I can't tell you, it's a presence that I get when I'm around him, and I think other people feel it too. So proud of him and that he committed to come to this program. And he said, you know, I think he talked about it. He kind of just, you know, felt right. He just knew the place I wanted to be. And I think even before he wanted to leave the visit. I think you were ready to do it, but you guys are like, no, hold on. But he knew. He knew, and I tell you what, he fit here, and looking forward to watching him continue to grow as a man and the impact he is going to have on the world. And I tell you what, he's going to impact on these guys. And Cooper Moore, man, love you, and looking forward to the future. So, Cooper Moore.
My time here has been priceless, and I can honestly say that no tournament, no win I had in my career, no accomplishment in my life has no price on the relationships that I've created here. And so I'm just grateful for everything. Sorry if I get emotional. I get emotional about things that I'm very passionate about, things I love. So when I get to talk about them, a lot of things come deep from my heart. This wrestling team is one of them. So I just first want to start out thanking my parents for, just all the support that they had for me to come here and, to support me through my career and everything that they've sacrificed to make my dreams come true. So thank you guys. Love you guys. The next person I just want to really thank, and I probably, honestly, I've been thinking about this, I wouldn't be here if this man was not here. The Lord just really brought us together, and I just saw a lot of things that I could learn from this guy. And Ken Klingman, you're one of them. I remember being a senior in high school, and talking to you on the phone, and there was just something spiritual, that was happening, and the Lord started to stir my heart, and I just knew, I was hungry for what you had. I was hungry for to learn from you and eager, So my decision was, not to go to a place to become the best wrestler, but to be the best man. And, that's why I chose here. Next, I would love to thank the coaches for everything you guys have done. I could talk individually about all of you guys, for an extended amount of time, but, all of you guys have been great. Juice, B-Rob, Lee, Doug, Randy, Cruz, thank you. Thank you so much. Troy, you're another person that, unfortunately, we got to know each other pretty well, like the majority of the senior class. You know us too well. Saw too much of you. But thank you for all the time you sacrificed for us. Others, coaches' wives and significant others, thank you for sacrificing, your men for to come in and invest in us, and that's not easy. It's not. I'm grateful for that, giving up Saturday mornings, sometimes Sunday evenings, I'm grateful for you guys. I'd like to thank Tolly Thompson as well. He's had a huge impact in my life. Learned a lot from that man, and just thankful for his perspective on things too. So thank you, Tolly. Justin Schimmel, thank you if he's not here, but he does a lot for this program as well. And then I'd like to thank the boosters, and then lastly, Sandy Stevens. She has been a huge part of this program ever since I've been here. One of the best ladies I've ever met in my life. One of the best people I've ever been around. Her impact on the world and others is huge, and so I'm indebted to her, so thank you, Sandy. And lastly, I'd just like to say some things, and my career was great here. I loved it. Obviously I wish I had more, and wish I would have went out on my terms, but it didn't happen. But whatever happens in your career, don't don't let the adversity overshadow what you've been given here. Don't let the trials that you go through as a man affect your life to overthrow the treasure and gold that you get to have here on earth with anything, you know, with not just wrestling, but life in general. Because a lot of times, you know, a bad incident can create a lot of bitterness or just destruction and something very great. So, you know, I'm just thankful that I've learned to walk through the valley, to take on the adversity head on, to not turn and run from it, try to get away from it, but to face it and go right through it. Especially this last year for me, it's been a testing year, you know, and I get to practice my faith. I get to practice what I preach. You know, I get to put my faith first and go through the darkness sometimes and to pierce through it and to see the goodness in it, to see the treasure, to see the gold, and not let something in my life overcome me. So, you know, I'm thankful for the men in my life that have taught me to do that, you know. So enjoy your time, you know. Enjoy the people around you. Yeah, go Panthers.